This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. In this week's parsha, the Bnei Yisrael are counted from the age of 20 years and up. Every Shevet was included in this count, besides for Shevet Levi, who were counted separately. What is interesting to note is by the count of the Bnei Yisrael, the word legulgalaisam is used, called zachar legulgalaisam. Count every male by their head. However, by the count of the Levim, it does not say the word legulgalaisam. One reason for this difference can be based on how Rashi explains the word legulgalaisam. Rashi says that it means al yedei shkolim, bekal legulgalis. Not that heads were counted, rather legulgalaisam, through a beka legulgalis, a half a shekel for each head. By the count of the Levim, the age requirement of the counting was different than that of the Bnei Yisrael. By the Bnei Yisrael, they were counted from 20 years and up. However, by the Levim, it was from 1 month and up. Rashi explains that Moshe said to Hashem, "How can I enter the tents to know how many babies there are in each tent to know their number?" On that, Hashem answered, "You do your share and I'll do my share." So Moshe stood at the entrance of the tent and a bas kol came out, announcing how many babies there were in that tent. So we see from this Rashi that the Levim were counted out pi Hashem with a bas kol and not by shkolim. That is why legulgalaisam, which means al yedei beka legulgalis, is only said by the count of the Bnei Yisrael and not by the count of the Levim, because the Bnei Yisrael were counted al yedei beka legulgalis, while the Bnei Levi were counted al pi Hashem. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz offers a different answer to this question based on the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there asks, what's the din with a person that has two heads? On which head does he put tefillin on? The right head, which is more chashuv, or the left head, similar to the tefillin shel yad that is placed on the left hand? The Gemara says that this question is not relevant because a person with two heads will not live more than a year, and the chi of tefillin starts at the age of 13. So there will never be a case where a 13-year-old will have two heads that you should have a shaila on which head should he put tefillin on. So this question is not relevant by tefillin. However, Rabbi Yonasan asks, so what would be the din in the midbar by the counting of the Bnei Yisrael? If someone had two heads, would he be counted as one person or as two? And Rabbi Yonasan answered that he would be counted as one. Even though he has two heads, he will only be counted once. And with this, he answers why legulgalaisam is only said by the count of the Bnei Yisrael and not by the count of the Levim. The count of the Bnei Yisrael was from the age of 20 years and up. Therefore, it was impossible that someone with two heads would be in this count, because someone with two heads would not be alive at the age of 20. He would die within his first year. Therefore, the pasuk says legulgalaisam, count heads, because everyone in the count only had one head. However, the Levim were counted from the age of 1 month and up. So it was technically possible that there was a Levi who was alive that had two heads, because a two-headed person can live up to a year. So if the pasuk would have said by the Levim, legulgalaisam, you would mistakenly think that he was counted as two, legulgalaisam, count each head. Therefore, legulgalaisam is omitted by the Levim to teach this halacha, that the Levi with two heads would only be counted as one. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that on Shavuos night, many have the custom to say Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Tikkun Leil Shavuos is a specific text which includes selections from all portions of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and Mishnayos. It is basically samples from all over the Torah. And one who says this is actually learning parts of Kol HaTorah Kula. The story is told that the Dubna Magid was once in Vilna for Shavuos, and he joined the Vilna Goyen in his Beis Medrash to learn throughout the night on Shavuos night. Following the custom, the Vilna Goyen started reciting Tikkun Leil Shavuos. The Dubna Magid, however, learned from one single Gemara throughout the night. When the Goyen noticed that the Dubna Magid was not saying Tikkun Leil Shavuos, he asked him why he doesn't follow the popular custom, and the Dubna Magid answered in his usual famous style with a mashal. There was once a man who needed a parnasa, so he decided to start selling watches. He bought merchandise, rented a store, and set up all his watches in a storefront display. Someone passing the store walked in and wondered, why is all this person's merchandise displayed in the storefront window? So he told the storekeeper, samples go in the window, not everything you own. And to this, the storekeeper responded, true, if one has a large inventory, then samples go in the window, and the rest goes inside the store. But all I have to sell is a few watches. I only have a few, so I have to put everything I own in the display window. With this, the Dumna Magid turned to the Goyin and said, you have so much Torah. You are a master in Kol HaTorah Kula. Therefore, when it comes Shavuos night, you put out samples in the window to show Hashem. You say Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which are samples of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnah. But me, I'm just a simple Yid. I don't have too much Torah to display. So when it comes Shavuos night, I don't put samples in the window. I put in the window everything I have. And that's why I take Shavuos night one single Gemara to learn that throughout the night.